Welcome to the Life Over Coffee podcast. This is Rick Thomas. You can find me at rickthomas.net. If you have a question for me, something that you would like me to work through and present as a podcast, this is the podcast that does that. This is my eclectic podcast. Your Daily Drive, my other podcast, is the one where I put all of my article content in audio format so folks can listen to it as well as read. About a year and a half ago, I needed to create another type podcast, which is what this one is, so that I can accommodate questions and other things that we need to do as a ministry. And that's what I want to do today. I want to share with you something that's happening in our ministry. It's important. It is a prayer request that I want to share with you all, which is why I'm doing this podcast, and also to keep you all updated. Our ministry is a transparent ministry. It's an honest ministry, not that others are not, but it's a relational ministry. We want to be with the people. We want the people that we serve to know us. What we say or what I write, that's only part of our ministry, but the life that we live is also, well, to me, it's actually more important. Our character, who we are as a person, as people, is more important than the things that we do. It's like 1A and 1B. As I've said many times in my writings and podcasts, that the modeling of the gospel must precede the teaching of the gospel, or your teaching can be disqualified. What we don't want to do is just to be teachers, and we distance who we are from the people that we are serving, whether that's being a spouse, being a parent, both of those things. Being a teacher, a ministry leader, a parachurch organization, a small group participant, a church member, whatever that may be, we want to always connect who we are to the lives that we live, that there not be a disconnect, that we're closing the gap between who we really are and who Christ is. And so with that in mind, I want to share with you a personal story of what's been going on in my life for over 12 years now. Those who are close to me, they are fully apprised. They know about all of this, but it's come to the point to where I need to share what will be happening this week. This podcast, Life Over Coffee, typically it launches on officially Tuesday morning. Sometimes, most of the time, I think I get it all set up and send it out on Monday night. But most people hear it on a Tuesday. And so this coming Tuesday, July the 11th, I will be having surgery. And that's what I want to talk about. That's what I want you to pray about. I will be having back surgery. I've never had surgery in my entire life. I'm 58 years old. I've never had surgery. I'm thankful for that. I'm not afraid of this or intimidated by it. It's just that it's a new experience for me. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is I want you to know about it and I want you to pray. Over the past 2 to 3 months, I have been almost completely debilitated. I officially got my handicap placard a few weeks ago that I hang in my mirror so that I can park closer to whatever facility I'm going to. Also, when I go out, typically I get in a wheelchair at Walmart or wherever, and my children push me around. It's that bad. I am in pain right now. I'm not saying that because I want your sympathy. That's not the point. I just want you to know what's going on. I've had this for 12 years now. It has been gradual. The changes have been imperceptible. Going from bad to worse has been imperceptible. It's kind of like your children. You don't see them growing on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, but then you look at the pictures of them 2 years ago or whatever, and you realize how much they have grown. Well, that's about how the pain has been. It was acute, extremely painful in 2005 when I first felt this sharp pain in my backside. But I could do things. I could bend or prop up or sit or, you know, stretch, and it would mitigate it, and then I could go on. Well, it's gotten to the point now over 12 years to where I can't walk 20 steps, and it's been that way for a few months now. And so we started looking into back surgery. It's the last thing on my list. I've done virtually everything that you can do, chiropractor, physical therapy, lotions of all sorts, a TENS unit, stretching exercises, traction, if I didn't say that, dry needling, dieting, x-rays, exercising, and a few other things, and medication, ibuprofen. And none of these things have really worked. And in the beginning, when this first happened, you know, I could walk 10 to 15 minutes without pain. Today, I can't stand for 60 seconds without the pain. And I can sit, I can stand, I can walk, I can, you know, lay down without pain, but it's limited. But then, as I said, the last 3 months, it's almost 24/7. If I do anything during the day as far as exercise is concerned, then I know that it's going to be a long night. Typically takes me to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before I can actually get to sleep. And I can contort my body in different ways. And eventually, I'll get to the place where I can go to sleep. And I sleep okay. Historically, I would sit on a counter, a chair, prop up, and do different things in order to mitigate it. But again, as I've said, it's gotten so bad recently that I can't do anything to make it go away completely. And so we set a surgery date. And that date has come. It's July the 11th. And I would love it if you would pray for me. We've talked to a lot of people. We've done a lot of due diligence and a lot of success stories for this type of pain. What's really going on is it's a bulging disc that's gotten progressively worse over the past decade, and it's pushing against my spine, and it's pinching my sciatica, which makes the pain in my rear end unbelievably sharp. It's really hard. I don't have an equivalent to this. I don't know what to compare it to, but it hurts like the Dickens, I will say that. And so I'm going Tuesday afternoon. Many of you will listen to this podcast by then, and so I would really appreciate it if you would pray. It's been an interesting year for us. For those of you who have been following us closely, you know that Lucia felt cancer in her left breast last April of 2016. We monitored that throughout the summer, and then in October, November, we went and got the official diagnosis, and it was what we hoped it was not. It was cancer. And so we went through that process, and she had a mastectomy in April, I guess, March or April, something like that, of this year. 6 months later, and she's doing well. She just went back for an appointment last week, and they're saying at this point everything is fine and she's healing. There will be some reconstruction surgery that we will have to do tentatively. We're looking at early September, but with reconstruction, you know, we're really in charge of that. The main thing was getting rid of the cancer. The reconstruction is more cosmetic than anything else, and she wanted to put some space between having a mastectomy and having reconstruction, and so about 5 months later, which will be early September, we'll start looking into having reconstruction surgery. I say all that in part to say it's been a challenging year, but God has been really good. And so we figured that between her mastectomy and reconstruction, I would have surgery. And that's what I'll be doing Tuesday, July the 11th. It should be a simple procedure, and we're hoping that after it is over with, that I will be able to walk pain-free. And so if you think about it, I would love your prayers, and I'll keep you updated and with this as it goes along. And if you got any questions, you can go to our website, rickandlucia.com. That is our family website where I put different things up. It's really just for my family. It's not something that I tweet out and send around or post here or there. That's exceptional if I do that. It's really just a private family blog, but I wanted to put it somewhere so that my children would have access to it, which was the point of it anyway. But I have found over the past year that it's been helpful to put these surgery updates and these illness updates that we've been going through, because it does get tiring to say this over and over again. I don't mind talking about it. I don't hide this. I've never hidden it. But I don't lead with it. I don't lead with my pain or lead with those types of things. I'd rather lead with what, you know, God's doing in our lives and you know, what we're doing and things going on in our marriage and so forth, not necessarily my physical debilitation. But again, I don't hide it. And people who have known me, some people have known this for 12 years. And so if folks want to ask me, it's fine. But with that said, I'm a finite human being, and I do get tired, and talking about it all the time does weary you, and that's one of the reasons that I put it on our personal family blog, so that people can be updated, and it has really helped. It really has, because people can, they come up to me, and they say, hey, I read your update, thank you, and I don't have to say all that again. And so it's really fantastic, and they can see what's going on. But if you have any questions, and if I can serve you through this, it would be a joy to do that. That's what my life is, and so I want to do that. As far as where I am and we are as a family spiritually, we're doing well. We're not discouraged. I'm not discouraged at all. Of course, I've been laboring under this for a long time now, and it's just a part of my life. It's kind of like my shadow. It's just that at this point, I can't walk and haven't been able to walk for a few months now. So I need to do something. And again, I put back surgery. It was the last thing on my list. And so we've done virtually everything else that we can do. And they don't want us to do anything else. There are things that you can do, which would be in part to bring relief, in part diagnostic, just to eliminate. But because I've done so many things over the decade, there's really nothing else diagnostically for them to do to get more information. They know what they have, and they say they can take care of it. And so we're going to trust this common grace that God has given to humanity through the medical community, and we're going to pursue that. And Lord willing, I will be able to walk. I can't fathom that. I have no clue of what it's like to be able to walk with pain. I can't imagine walking 100 steps without pain. I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to guard my heart against over-hoping. There's some kind of balance here between hoping and not being cynical, which I'm not, but I don't want to over hope as well, if there's such a thing. And so I'm kind of guarding my heart, but I am anticipating that what it will be like to actually stand up and not have pain, or to sit down, like doing this podcast, and not being in pain while I'm doing the podcast. And so spiritually, we're not discouraged. God is good. Paul was right. The old person is wasting away. And so this is what I expect. This is the new phase of my life now that I am 58 years old, and God is using this to teach me not to rely on myself, but to rely on Him who raises the dead, and I'm comfortable with that. Of course, if I can find a way out through the medical route, we're going to take a look at it, and if that works, that would be fantastic, and if not, God will give grace for that as well. So July the 11th, 2017, I'll have my first surgery, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm anticipating that whatever God has written into my narrative, that He'll give me grace to go through that, and we're looking for many more weeks, months, years of productive ministry and family life. Thank you so much for being a part of this ministry. Listening to Life Over Coffee, and please, as you think about me this point going forward and even many weeks and months after this, please pray for me. Thanks for listening. Life Over Coffee.
You have been listening to Life Over Coffee with Rick Thomas. If you have a question for Rick, you can let him know by sending him a note through his website, rickthomas.net. That's rickthomas.net. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your coffee.